The U.S. government is perfecting a new search engine that will uncover illegal activity not found by commercial search engines. The new tool will also analyze content to, let's say, to show the movement of people involved in human trafficking. University of Cincinnati's Dr. Richard Harknett is a professor of political science and head of the department with a focus on cybersecurity. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
Describe what DARPA is doing and its MEMEX project.
Well, it's a little complex. There's actually two layers to this. So you just spoke about the focus potentially on illegal activity or more specifically, activity that flows from a desire to be anonymous, right? And so there's a whole section of the web that some people refer to as the dark web. The notion of dark meant initially that you couldn't see it. Unfortunately, what most people want to do in the dark is bad things, right? Illegal things, whether it may be crime. So as you suggested, human trafficking is one of the areas that they were looking at. From a military and intelligence standpoint, again, a major focus on the part of the United States is on homeland security and counterterrorism. So to try to see whether those activities are occurring in this anonymous section of the web. That shouldn't be confused with what we also refer to as the deep web. And so MEMEX is dealing with both of those issues. How do we start to index the deep web, and how can we not only index but track the dark web?
So is it difficult to develop this kind of special search engine?
Yes. You don't want to just – at one level, you could get sophisticated and index almost everything, right? But what good is that, right? So it needs to have a capacity to still filter information and make sure that it's what you're looking for. That's the whole point, right, of a search engine. And so a lot of the reasons, you know, why the surface web is so small and yet, you know, seems to satisfy most of us is because there's a lot in that 5%, there's lots and lots of content, right? And so one of the reasons why the deep web isn't being penetrated at one level is this really information and data that we would find useful and needed? The more significant is and where MEMEX is likely to be focusing in on the classified side is, in fact, on the dark web. Right, and here what we're talking about is internet-enabled networks that essentially function on what we call a trusted peer-to-peer connection. Essentially, allows you and who you're connecting with to remain anonymous in terms of your IP address and where you sit right on the web. And right now, the main way to do that, sort of where you go to access these what we call hidden services, is through Tor, which is a particular browser. Interestingly, DARPA created Tor as well. And DARPA is the defense agency that actually created the ARPANET, which led to the internet. So they've been at this game for a long time. What you want to be able to do with MEMEX is really automate this, right? So that it's a robotic, if you will, search and crawl capacity that can then start to show you that there's patterns of things that you're looking for, whether they might be things related to the potential for terrorist activity, whether it's drug activity, human trafficking activity. Can we actually start to find patterns of digital interaction?
UC's Dr. Richard Harknett and his take on DARPA's search engine for what's called the dark web. I'm Ann Thompson. This is 91.7 WVXU.